It's time now for Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful fall day. My goodness, I couldn't believe it. It was like 45 degrees outside. I had to get another jacket. I couldn't believe how cool it was, but I love this weather. So this morning, I have a special treat for all of us. My guest this morning is an angel messenger as well as a psychic. So his name is George Curry. And I met George this summer in my advanced mediumship class at Lilydale. So he's such a warm, loving man. And when I found out, I said to myself, of course he's an angel messenger. George was born into a long lineage of mediums. He had his first mystical experience at 5 years of age with a visitation from an angel. He received training from his maternal grandmother, who was also a gifted medium. He is part of the teaching staff and conducts message circles at several spiritualist centers. He is a guest medium at Lilydale, offering demonstrations during their message services. He conducts private and group readings and classes and makes regular appearances on radio and television. He's been doing this work for over 30 years now, and he is well respected for his ability to communicate with departed loved ones and angels with accuracy, compassion, and a great sense of humor. So, be sure to call in this morning to get a message from your angel, because what a treat. And he'll be also teaching us this morning a very powerful guardian angel invocation to call in our angels. So, and also, I just want to let you know the good news about this invocation is that it's just as powerful during a rebroadcast of the show. So tune into my website if you want to listen to the invocation later, or share it with friends or family. So good morning, George.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm actually wearing two jackets.
Well, you're in New York, so it's even colder up there, right?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, I was listening to that intro and thinking, my God, that person sounds really impressive. Now I have to live up to what you talked about.
Well, I have to tell you, I have a gal who helps me put things out, and she read that, and she goes, oh, I'm just so excited, you know, for him to come on your shore. So, yes, I know how that is. So, but you definitely will live up to that, George. I know you.
Oh, shucks. Well, thanks. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I have to tell you, angels are such a glorious topic, and everybody, no matter what their background, their faith, you know, how they practice, everybody seems to know about angels, believe in angels, and have had angel experiences. Have you found that?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, in my travels, I meet a lot of people. And I would say, based on the number of people I speak with, at least 85% believe in angels, although I feel it's probably more.
Yeah, and I love that there, no matter what faith you are around the world, there's stories of angels.
Yes, I do some workshops in which I teach people how to work with their guardian angels, because this is not a skill that's limited to certain individuals.
Absolutely.
Everybody has a guardian angel. Everybody has this ability. And, you know, everybody's guardian angel is really there to help, to guide them and to empower them. And I feel that at this particular time, if you watch the news or read the newspaper, you know that we can use some help.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the questions I get most when I do readings, because I also get angel messages, and people invariably want to know about their guardian angel, and they always say, what's my angel's name?
That's a really good question, and my answer is, I have no idea. The name is usually one of the last things that a person will get to know. So if someone is really interested, any of your listeners, in reaching or contacting their guardian angels, we'll teach a little process for doing that. It's extremely simple, but getting to know one's guardian angel is like cultivating any other friendship. You know, you put time and energy into it, And over time, you get to know each other. And it's no different with one's guardians. Usually, you will experience their presence. You might hear or feel guidance on a gut level from them. And then the name is usually something that comes, you know, after you've been working with them for a while.
Yeah. And, you know, it's definitely, don't you feel as people start to work with their angel, you know, there's a feeling of that familiarity because they've been with that angel their whole lives. They just haven't made that outward, you know, effort to have that conversation.
Absolutely. And our guardians, the purpose of the guardian angel, I believe, based on my experience, that they are with us from the time we are first born throughout our lifetime. And their sole purpose is to help us to achieve that experience of unconditional love, giving and receiving love, of living to our fullest potential, and to really be joyful and happy. And they have no greater joy than to help us to do that. But the clincher is we've got to ask for their help. So if you can imagine having a best friend or an ally who travels around with you, but you never talk with them, I would think they'd be kind of bummed out because that's really part of their purpose.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you emphasized that, George, and I want to talk about that again because as with all things, with all spirit, you know, we as humans have free will. And it's important for us to realize that we just need to ask for help. And then, you know, it comes swarming in for us, but they're not going to come in and do things for us that we haven't asked for.
Yes. And Jackie, I'd like to just clarify something, if I could, for your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you probably have listeners who are devoted to a particular religion or a spiritual path. You touched on it that the angels are really interdenominational. And when I talk about working with one's angels, I'm not in any way suggesting that we worship our angels, but that we work with them because their purpose, their real purpose, the name angel means messenger. And they literally are messengers from God to help bridge that gap between the world of spirit and the earth plane.
Yeah, I'm glad that you clarified that. And, you know, also, George, there are all different, you know, from the angelic realm, there are all different levels of different types of angels, aren't there? Helpers and guides and...
Yes. If you look at this as kind of like a ladder,
mm-hmm.
at the very topmost rung are the seraphim and the cherubim, or cherubs, as they're sometimes called.
Yeah.
And they are the closest to God in that their purpose is to take any information, any energy that God would send to Earth in the form of ideas, things like this, and see that signal gets through to those of us here on Earth in its purest form. It's kind of like the game of telephone.
Yeah.
So their job is to make sure that the energy of love, the messages that come through, really come through unadulterated. And then further down, we have the archangels, each of whom has a particular purpose. And they have teams of angels that work with them. And then below that, when I say below, it's not lesser than or less important.
Right, it's just the next group of angels.
Yes. Are our guardian angels. And also within that realm, in the archangel realm, there are angels whose function is to deal specifically with the earth, with nature, with animals, with all of the elements of our earth's structure, the trees, the water, the ground. And those are sometimes called fairies or elves or elemental spirits, but mm-hmm. they're all within the angelic realm.
Yeah, I love that you clarified that, because people often think that, you know, that fairies and elementals are something different and a different level, but they're all part of that realm. Well, I'll tell you what, George, we have a caller this morning.
Oh, great.
So, Gil, why don't we say hello and see what... And real quick, though, George, we should tell everybody, as when you want to talk to your angels, it's best to have a question, right?
Not only a question, but I'm going to ask your callers to formulate for me a very specific question, because we have a limited time frame. And also, if you're working one-on-one with your guardians, to really focus in on a specific question. The clearer your question is,
the clearer the answer
they will give.
Okay, great. Right. So, all right. So let's say hello, Gil. All right. Who's there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you this morning?
Hi. My name's Jackie. I'm good.
Hi, Jackie. Well, I like that. My name's Jackie, too.
I know. I've actually met with you before.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'm so glad that you called in. So do you have a question for your angel?
I do. My questions are financially. I am struggling, and I got a foreclosure notice on my house. So I am desperately looking for a decent job that I make good money, that I can save my house. And so I guess my question is really, if there's anything there, you know, what, when?
Okay.
Hi, Jackie. This is George. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good.
I'm sorry to hear about your troubles. If I could just tune in to you for a moment.
Sure.
I'm tuning in on two levels with your angels, both the physical level, or, you know, the level of paying bills and meeting responsibilities, and also the spirit level. On the spirit level, you have the Archangel of Awakening. And what I'm seeing in your aura is you've got some really... by the way, let me just backtrack. I'm sorry. When the angels work with me and I'm working with a particular person, they will show me very often the person's aura. And you have a lot of beautiful earth tones. Like there's an orange, there's something called an ochre color, also in the orange family, and some beautiful greens. And above you, at the top, I'm seeing a little, like a wash of blue and purple. And what this means to me is that you are in the process of awakening, literally. So can I just ask you, are you... Have you just started on a spiritual path where you're starting to seek some knowledge or studying a philosophy?
Well, I've always been kind of spiritual, but I think, yes, I'm getting more into it.
Yeah. Well, the angels are with you. The other message that I'm hearing about your financial situation in particular is that you are making a lot of decisions now, or about to make decisions, out of a place of fear. Does this make sense to you?
I'm sorry, I could barely understand. You said I'm about to make decisions?
You're starting to make decisions out of fear.
Okay.
From a place of fear is what he's saying, Jackie.
Yeah, I'd say, because I don't want to lose my house.
Yeah, I'd be that same place.
Yes. And Jackie, I'm not saying this is a criticism, it's perfectly understandable, but here's what I'm going to invite you to do. And this is for all of your listeners. If you find yourself in trouble, call on the angel of, in your instance, the angel of finances.
Okay.
There is an archangel in the heavens, and I'm seeing that you have actually more than one that are really ready and willing and able to work with you. The archangel who deals with financial issues is called Fortunata.
Fortunata. Fortunata? Or say it again, George.
Fortunata. Am I not coming through clearly?
No, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure I was hearing it right. Fortunata. Okay.
Yes. And again, all you have to do is nothing formal. You don't need to face east or burn incense or have crystals on your head. You just call out and ask and say, Fortunata, I need help with this. I would also encourage you to call on the Archangel of Miracles.
I'm sorry, what was that name?
And who is that?
Archangel of Miracles.
Okay.
And I feel that the two of them will work together. Also call on your guardian. I feel that what's going to happen, what they're showing me, is that this process is going to be forestalled by a period of 3 months.
Okay.
So, in other words, not counting September, but October, November, and December. And that is going to buy you some time to find a solution for this. I don't feel it's going to come right away. I feel more around the beginning of the year, from the end of December into January.
Okay. So, again, you're feeling like I'm going to be able to save the house and stay here, or?
I do. I feel like you need to get some additional counsel on this.
Okay.
In addition to whoever you're speaking to. What they're telling me is that you have not gotten the entire picture here.
Okay.
There are other things that can be done to help you. And just remember, pray to these angels. You don't need to know their names. Just pray to the angels, and when you get some guidance, in other words, if you get a hunch, if you see something in a dream, if you hear something in your inner ear, act on it.
Okay.
That's the most important thing. You can't just pray. There's an expression, an African proverb that says, when you pray, move your feet.
Yeah, I like that.
What that means is we can't just pray and expect a pot of gold to fall through the ceiling into our laps. Believe me, if it did, I would never leave home. But the thing is to pray and then pay attention to the information that they are giving you. And I will tell you that, Jackie, they have saved me from accidental death on several occasions. And I can promise you that when you pray to your angels, they will never let you down.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Well, Jackie, it sounds like, too, there's some information that's still coming for you that will help you see a path to maybe work through some other avenues to make this all come about. So keep your keep your ears open and keep talking to new people and see what other information is out there.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
Many blessings to you, Jackie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Jackie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was nice, George. I have a good feeling for her, too. I think, like you said, there's information, and sometimes we don't get it all at first, and it comes from different sources, maybe, than you even expect to get it.
Yes. I feel that specifically in Jackie's situation, there's going to be another financial advisor that she's not received all of the possible solutions to this.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And that's so true. You know, I know from my old banking days, there are there's so many good financial advisors out there. And sometimes you get those tips and those bits of information from friends and neighbors and people you bump into that financial advising isn't their specialty, but they know of something that you don't know of.
You bring up a really great point, Jackie, that when we are praying to God, to the angels, if you are attached to the way that the answer is going to come through, you're usually going to lose. So, in other words, somebody says, all right, I'm praying to my angels, and I want it to come through on a Tuesday, and I want to get a letter in the mail that's going to make everything okay. You have to be open to the way in which they're going to come through to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say, you never know. You never know who the angels and God is going to use to reach you, and sometimes it just comes out of the blue.
Yeah. Can I share a little story
about
that? Sure. There was a woman who was a very religious person, very devout. She believed strongly in God and also her guardian angels. And she was a nurse. She had been out of work for 6 months and going through her life savings and kind of freaking out. And she prayed every day. And at the end of the prayer and the meditation, she would hear, go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm not going to Walmart. That's insane. And every single day when she sat down, at the end, she would hear, go to Walmart. It took her about 3 months to get there, but one day she got out of the meditation and said, you know what? I'm sick of hearing this. I'm going to Walmart. So she drove to Walmart. As she pulled into her parking space, there was a dear friend from nursing school who was just about to pull out. So they started a conversation. Hi, how you doing? I've been out of work for 6 months. I'm going through my life savings. I'm freaking out. Well, her friend told her about a new facility that was opening up and said, you know, they're interviewing.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
she connected her with the person. Within 3 days, she had a job.
Oh, my goodness.
So the moral is, when you pray, move your feet.
Yeah. I love that one. I am definitely going to remember that one, George. And, you know, and you never know what you're going to hear. I mean, you know, go to Walmart. You know, you're sitting there saying, that's not an answer to my prayers. How is that an answer to my prayers? We're talking this morning with George Curry, who's a psychic medium and an angel communicator. So, George, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to lead us through a guardian angel invocation so we can learn to call our angel to us.
Oh, okay, great, Jackie. So for everybody who's listening, whether you're listening live this morning or on a rebroadcast, just know that when you're working with your angels, this happens outside of the limits of time and space. So this invocation is effective whether you're listening to it in original broadcast or rebroadcast. It is very simple to contact your guardian angels. You don't need to have a special degree. Everybody has this ability. So I'm going to encourage all of you now to just take a few deep breaths and just really relax. If you are driving, operating heavy machinery, or carrying some sharp utensils, please don't do this. Do it later. I don't want to get any letters.
That's right. Good warning.
So take in just a few deep breaths here at your own pace. Know that as you do this, you are completely safe and sound. And in your mind, just repeat these words with me. Welcome, guardian angel. Thank you for being with me now, and for your love and blessings. And just take another deep breath, settle in, and know that your guardian angel is absolutely with you. And in these moments, you can ask them for anything. You can sit with them. You may feel a gentle touch on your shoulder, a caress of your cheek, someone embracing you. You may hear some guidance. It will be different for everybody. But when you are finished communicating with them, make sure to thank them, tell them that you love them, and know that you can return to this time and place at any time for any purpose. So thank you, guardian angels, and thanks again to all of you who are listening in.
Wonderful. George, can you say the phrase one more time for us?
Absolutely. Welcome, guardian angel. Thank you for being with me now and for your love and blessings.
Wonderful.
But Jackie, you don't need to use those words. Those are mine. You can make up anything you want.
I understand.
You don't have to be formal.
I understand. But I thought at least that puts something in people's heads and they remember that it's a welcome and it's a thank you. And aren't those the magic words? Thank you. It's always the gratitude. Now, I'd like to give everybody our number again. Excuse me. It's 717-637-0052. So if you've had a chance now to think about what your question would be, this is your opportunity to call in. It's such a treat to get a message from George. So again, 717-637-0052.
Jackie, I don't know if we have time left. May I share something with you?
Sure.
I am seeing the presence of several angels with you, and I want to acknowledge them.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, first off, they are showing me your aura, and as I tune in, I see at the core a beautiful emerald green. And then around, well, let me ask you, do you have any emeralds?
No, not a lot. No, I don't know if I even
Well,
have
I'm gonna
one.
Get I'm gonna get your husband really mad at me.
Oh.
Tell him that I said he's gonna buy you some.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you can buy them for yourself, but I really feel that color is very, very significant for you. Around that, there's a beautiful circle of violet, and then past that, another circle of yellow, really brilliant yellow. And the angels that come through, I'm seeing at least one guardian, though I sense you have about seven or eight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the archangel of love. And I just, what she's showing me is that you have this wonderful spirit and way of not only putting people at ease, but you truly do come from a place of your heart. Now, they're asking, may I just ask you, does the name Frank or Francis mean anything to you?
Not that I can think of.
This would be relative,
mm-hmm,
in spirit, or a friend here in the living, a family member. Doesn't register now? That's okay. Just remember that I said
it. I will. I wrote that down.
I'm also getting the name of Ginny. It could be Jenny or even Genevieve.
Well, Ginny is my sister's mother-in-law in spirit.
She is in spirit.
Yes.
Okay. She wants to come through.
Okay. I've spoken to her before. She said she's so lovely.
Yeah, I really feel that about her. And do you know, was she a gardener? Because I'm smelling flowers.
She did do some gardening, yes.
Okay, I'm smelling a beautiful floral scent. And she just wants to check in to say hi, and I just feel like she's really intrigued by the work that you're doing.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Just one last thing, if I could do it really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask if you have, do you have a friend who had to put down a dog recently or whose dog passed?
Hmm.
It would be, when I say recently, it would be the last 3 to 6 months.
The last 3 to 6 months. Well, I've had a number of clients who have, gone through that process.
The dog that I'm seeing in spirit is... Oh, no, I'm not great with breeds. It looked like it could be a basset hound. He had that kind of expression on his eyes, but a small dog.
Okay.
A smaller dog. Does this make any sense to you?
Mm, possibly.
Yeah. I just feel that they are sending an expression of gratitude. I feel that you were really instrumental in helping this person deal with the loss of this little loved one, and in so doing, you made it a lot easier for this animal to pass.
Oh, that's so nice to hear, because that is one of the things that I do most often, is help people and animals when it's at that time of life for them.
Yeah, so I feel that work is very important.
Oh, good, lovely. Oh, well, George, I could let you read for me all morning, but I think we have another call, don't we?
Yay,
Gail?
Okay.
Okay, all right, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I was wondering, sometimes we think of our guardian angel as a relative who's passed. I just wondered if that is usual or unusual to think of it as, say, your grandmother or grandfather or uncle or somebody.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Marlene.
Hi, Marlene. All right,
Hi.
George?
Hi, Marlene, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks.
That's actually a great question. In my experience, I will tell you that I feel that when a loved one passes,
mm-hmm,
that they can function as a sort of a guide, but in reality, people who have had lives here in the earth plane do not normally transcend into angels. They're usually two separate realms.
I see.
So, and again, this is in my experience, we do have a guardian angel, but they're usually... they're usually separate.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Marlene. Sure. That was a great question, because I get that
question
a lot from people.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Yeah, thank you. That is a question that I get a lot. Okay, all right, we have one more call on the line here. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, this is Mandy.
Hi, Mandy, thanks for calling.
Hi. I didn't have a specific question in mind, but I just wanted to know if I was on the right life path.
Okay, George, can you help Mandy?
Sure, Mandy. Would you do me a favor and just say your name for me again?
Mandy.
Okay. Here's what I'm seeing with you, Mandy. I'm seeing a lot of blue in your aura. And when your guardian comes through, what they're saying to me and what this color normally says to me is that one of your gifts, your special gifts, is that you have the ability to put people at ease and to make them feel good and comfortable. Would you understand that?
Yes.
And I feel that this is intimately connected with your life purpose. Along those lines, I feel that you would be really good in any of the fields having to do with communications.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Any of the fields having to do, any area of work having to do with communications.
Oh, okay.
I feel Archangel Gabriel around you. Gabriel covers all forms of art, writing, painting, networking, news,
okay,
creative writing, all of those areas. And
George, could that be like counseling and working one-on-one with people?
Any kind of verbal communication.
Right.
Yes, news broadcasting, any of these areas.
Okay. Okay.
So,
great.
So, Mandy, I don't know if that's a help. Do you want to ask another more specific question to clarify this?
Does it have to be a specific question to me, or could it be a specific question for a family member?
It's got to be about you, unless the person is on the line. I can't.
I guess I just wanted to know to make sure that I was making all the right decisions in life.
Yeah, I feel that you are. I feel that you should pray to your guardian angel to help to give you the big picture. In other words, a sense of vision.
Okay, great.
I feel that sometimes you get bogged down in the smaller details,
mm-hmm,
and you might lose the bigger picture. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
May I ask you, they're also talking to me about, when I say they, angels that are around you, about this idea of partnership. Are you, just answer by telling me yes or no, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay, and things are going well there?
Yes.
Okay, what the angels are saying is that you both need to pay a little more attention to each other.
Yes.
Does this make sense?
I can see why they would say that.
Yes. So the feeling that I get with this is maybe plan sometimes when you're going to go out together where you're not going to discuss business or work or money or anything else and just kind of like go out on a date.
Okay, great.
Makes sense. So, yeah, Mandy, I absolutely feel you're on a really good course, and I would just encourage you to keep going. Pray to your angels to guide you. They're an invaluable resource, and they really know in many ways our life's purpose better than we do.
Well, that's wonderful, Mandy. So there you go. I know you're so busy. You're going all different directions, a mile a minute. So
yes,
a little time just for you and hubby, and to let all the other things fall to the side a little. Okay, wonderful. Thanks for calling, Mandy.
Yes, thank you.
All righty, wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we have about a minute. No, we don't. Are we all out? Okay, George, real quick, tell everybody how to get a hold of you. This time just shoots by.
My website is spiritlovesyou.com. Again, it's www.spiritlovesyou.com. The site is not fully launched yet. It will be in about a month's time, but there's a place there where you could sign up for my mailing list and write to me or call me. And I just want to thank you so much, Jackie, for having me on, and thanks to Gil and to everybody who called in.
Oh, wonderful, George. Well, I have to tell you, I hope that you will come back and join us again, because I know we have more people who wanted to get their questions.
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, very good. All right, so we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hello, we're back. And real quick, I want to thank George again because he gave us such wonderful messages from our angels in that invocation. So if anybody wants to hear that again, that will be on my website. That's www.jackielebeau.com. That's JACQUILEBEAU.com. Also, I want to let everybody know next week, my guest will be Carol Grace. She's a psychic and spiritual medium, and Carol has always loved helping people, and mediumship is just one of the ways she's able to do it. She's an internationally known spiritual medium and psychic, as well as a Healing Touch certified practitioner. So even though she was born with these abilities, she's trained with some wonderful teachers from all over the world, brings lots of experience with her. So please tune in next Tuesday to hear Carol. So also I want to invite everybody, if you'd like a reading from me, you know, you can reach me. I have an office in Hanover as well as York. And my office number is 717-968-5289. So call if I can help you. I'd love to. All right. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Tuesday.